King Jesus, all hail Emmanuel, King of Kings, Lord of Lords.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international ministry proclaiming Jesus Christ as Savior and exalting Him as Lord. This is Steve McLean inviting you to join us in a time of worship with beautiful music and the study of Scripture. We pray that through our time together, you will be drawn into a closer relationship with our Savior, Jesus. Stay tuned for a few moments of inspiration.
And forevermore, I will reign with Him.
Greetings to you in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We're here to talk about Jesus, and we're glad that you've joined us. Jesus was a miracle worker. He could stop a storm at sea or walk on the water instead. He could heal the sick and raise the dead. So what power could keep Jesus on the cross? It would take more than three rusty nails or a Roman centurion. What kept Jesus Christ on the cross? We'll talk about it in a few moments after this song by Psalms 4, written in red.
I love you, written in red, in letters of crimson, God wrote His love on a hillside so long, long ago. For you, Jesus died, and love's greatest story was told. I love you, I love you. That's what Calvary said. I love you, written in red. Down through the ages, God wrote His love with the same hands that suffered and bled. So easily read. I love you, I love you. That's what Calvary said. I love. I love you, I love you, written in red. Precious is the flow,
precious veil
that makes me white as snow. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I love you, I love you. That's what Calvary said. I love you, I love. I love you, written.
Jesus was a man of great power and mystery. Oh, his enemies had tried to seize him off and on for years, and yet he seemed to be practically untouchable. More than once, the Apostle John in his Gospel tells us that they tried to seize him, and yet he escaped their grasp. It was not time for him to be arrested. Even when the temple guards were sent, professional policemen, to arrest this man, they came back empty-handed, shaking their heads. Not that Jesus had overpowered them with physical strength, but saying simply, no one ever spoke the way this man does. They were in awe of who Jesus was, what he had to say. So when it comes to recognizing Jesus as being taken to the cross, what power was necessary to get that done? Was it suddenly the culmination of years of planning? Was it the ability to get Judas to betray him so they could find Jesus not surrounded by a crowd? None of these things have anything to do with what kept Jesus on the cross. It wasn't the strength of the Roman soldiers. It wasn't the power of the politics around him. It wasn't the heavy nails driven into his wrists and feet. Jesus was kept on the cross by something much more powerful than any political power, any angry crowd, any seasoned soldier. Jesus was kept on the cross by the power of love. His love is mentioned 31 times in the last few chapters of the book of John. 31. In John chapter 13, it begins this way. It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. Now, if you're familiar with the Bible, you know in John 13 he goes on to tell the story of Jesus washing the disciples' feet. But I think John is looking forward to finishing the tale of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. Jesus loved his disciples, and now he begins to show them the full extent of his love. That love would go beyond calming the storm on the Sea of Galilee. It would go beyond raising Lazarus from the dead or feeding the thousands. His love would take him to the cross. Jesus is kept on the cross by his love, first of all, for us. He doesn't love us because we're lovable. He doesn't love us because we first loved him. Both, quite to the contrary. He loves us because we are unlovable and we are in need of a Savior. He loves us first, not after we have loved him. Jesus is also kept on the cross by his love for God. In John the 14th chapter, verses 30 and 31, we read Jesus saying this, I will not speak with you much longer, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold on me, but the world must learn that I love the Father and that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. No, it's not even the power of Satan that puts Jesus on the cross and keeps him there. But it is Jesus' love for us, and it is Jesus' love for the Father. He loves the Father enough to do exactly what the Father has commanded him, even if that means dying a brutal death on the cross. It is Jesus' love that keeps him there. Jesus' love made him willing to lay down his life. That's what love can look like. In John chapter 15, verse 13, Jesus says, greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. That love is yours and that love is mine. Jesus stayed on the cross because of his love for us and for God. Jesus stayed on the cross because of God's will. He came to do the Father's will. And responding in love, that's exactly what he did. Matthew 26 and verse 42, we read, he went away a second time and prayed, my Father, if it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done. We've already read that Jesus shows his love for the Father by obeying him. And while he pleads with his Father for his life, his Father's will is more important to him than even his will to survive. Jesus came to do God's will, to honor God with his life, and yes, with his death. Jesus was kept on the cross by his love. He was kept on the cross by God's will. It was God's will that Jesus would suffer for us. We've seen God the Father's great and wondrous love for us, His fallen children, by sending His perfect Son to pay the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Jesus was also kept on the cross by its eternal consequences. If Jesus had come to the earth and not gone to the cross, we would not be talking about Him today. If Jesus had come down from the cross before its work was done, again, we would not have anything to say to you, because Jesus would have served Himself rather than us. He would have served temporary consequences rather than the eternal consequences. Let's read from John chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in Him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Him. Jesus came to die for us, to bring salvation. Jesus was kept on the cross, not by the power of the Romans, not by the power of Satan himself, but by the power of His love for us, His love for God, God's will for His life, and the eternal consequences of our salvation. Praise Jesus for staying on the cross. Heavenly Father, help us to never forget that those words, "I love you," were written in red by the blood of the cross, the blood of Jesus Christ spilled for us, because He loves us and He loves you. We thank you for your love and His. In His name we pray. Amen.
Lift up your countenance, all ye saints of God. Lift up your countenance, for the victory is won. Lift up your countenance, all ye saints of God, and give the glory to the Holy One. Lift up your countenance.
Moments of Inspiration strives to bring you encouragement and a clearer picture of Jesus Christ and His will for your life. There is more information about this ministry available on our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We also make printed materials available to you free of charge, including Bible correspondence courses and a modern English translation of Scripture. If we can help you in your walk with Jesus in any way, please let us know. You can write us at Moments of Inspiration, Post Office Box 1593, Canyon, Texas, 79015. That's Post Office Box 1593, Canyon, Texas, 79015. Or you may send us an email at moiradio@sbcglobal.net. If you miss the address, just visit our website and contact us there. That website again is momentsofinspiration.org. Thank you so much for joining us, and be sure to listen again at the same time next week to Moments of Inspiration.
And give the glory to the Holy One.